FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by Vice President for Campaigns with the USI, Zaid Albargozi. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Thank you very much for chatting to me. So, National Students Action Group occupied the Department of Finance yesterday to demand action on student cost of living and accommodation crisis. How did it all go?
It was slightly confrontational at the beginning, but I trust that the message was delivered. At the end of the day, these were ordinary students. You know, they're not union reps. They're mainly ordinary students that have just been fed up by how long it has taken the state to understand the message that we've voiced through various concerns. Mm-hmm. We were at some point offered to speak with the principal officer of the department, all in private, weren't allowed to do it in front of cameras. They wouldn't even provide a statement publicly about the outcomes of the meeting, something, you know, that we could hold them accountable to.
Yeah.
So the attitude very much stayed the same, and that's why we refused to have a meeting. And I think it was escalated, but I wasn't in the building at that point.
What are some of the requests? I don't think any of them have changed over the last couple of months, but what are they at the moment?
They haven't changed. You're spot on. And there's a 307 million euro gap, funding gap in third level education. We would like that to be plugged by the government. This affects all student support. So this is how you have an understaffed third level sector. We also want substantial investment in housing in general, but also in third in student accommodation, which we've identified at least a 30,000 student deficit in terms of the supply we have. Yes, last budget, not a euro was allocated towards student accommodation, despite these figures being available before that. So all in all, we're looking to make education cheaper for people, ideally free to enter, to get rid of hidden costs associated with it, you know, your uniforms, materials, etc. We want more student accommodation, and we want our staff in universities, support staff, nursing staff, to be supported by not having to overwork themselves to provide for us students.
Has anything changed? Like, have they tried to do anything for you guys?
Simon Harris, when he was Minister for Further and Higher Education, went and got about, I think, 430 million from Europe to build student accommodation. Obviously, we have this money nationally, but despite getting this money, no one knows how it's going to be used. There is not a single document in circulation about a plan to deal with an apparent crisis, which is student accommodation. So the money is always said to be there or being brought, etc., but no one knows how it'll actually be spent. On the ground, I can assure you that it's just been from worse to worse in terms of student accommodation and in general, just maintaining yourself while you go through college.
And this is the thing, you know, if you're trying to work to pay for your accommodation, you're not going to be able to put in as much into college as you should be.
Absolutely not. I mean, people work one job, two jobs. Some others have to commute, which essentially negates the out-of-classroom college experience. You know, when you finish your classes at five and you're looking to take another two-hour train to wherever else you're living, what does that leave for the most formative years of your life? So it really is impacting all in all aspects of the student life. And that is why the ask for more investments in our student support, especially mental health support, was at the core of our asks yesterday. Because all of these problems are leading to a huge spike of mental health issues between students. And the resources to resolve these issues, because they are preventable at many stages, are just not put in there.
Did anything come from yesterday that's substantial?
I think every person that comes to know what this government is in reality, and every person that gets a bit of hope about the situation being at our hands to change, is something that we look at positively. Mm-hmm. We know that the spotlight is more than ever ahead of the budget in October on the government to provide for more. But in terms of substantial results, no, nothing came. And we know that we will keep growing, we will keep escalating until something changes. So we don't look at it yesterday really as a, you know, your one software, they just provide us with everything. We look at it as a stage in a plan that we have for getting more and getting what we need.
Do you feel you're at least listened to yesterday?
I think performatively, I mean, when you get, there was I believe a civil servant that came down, tried to draw the difference and tell us, you know, this is not what we do, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. We'll speak to you behind closed doors, but we won't inform the rest of the student body that obviously wasn't with us yesterday about any progress on these issues. And it was just an attempt to essentially point us as this radical group that does not represent students, where in reality, every person with a child who's going through college, every politician with a child who's going through college, definitely knows that these issues are representative, unfortunately.
And student,
student body.
Yeah, and a student accommodation and the whole housing situation is something that won't be fixed overnight, I suppose. But is there anything they could do in the short term to make it easier for people?
Yes, I think the ban on no-fault eviction, which was a huge mistake to lift about 18 months ago, must be reinstated immediately. Rent controls must be reinstated immediately. And our housing targets must be made much more ambitious than they are. The state must realise that housing is a right, it's a public service. And I think on us as people, we have the duty to mobilise in our thousands and tens of thousands, and there's an opportunity to do that. This Tuesday, at the Dáil at 5:30, Raise the Roof Coalition is mobilising at a rally with student unions, all the trade unions that the ICTU represents, and a few opposition parties as well. The pressure needs to be put so high on the government ahead of European and local elections so that this issue doesn't fall through the cracks.
If people want to find out more about the USI and what you're doing, where's the best place to go?
You can go to our website, usi.ie, or you can go to our Instagram, at the USI, the Union of Students in Ireland.
Excellent. Zaid, thank you so much for chatting to me.
Thank you, Louise. Take care.